It's Playhouse 194, the number one hit music station. Zero and Amy K's. We enter textual healing. Playhouse family member Rochelle wants to know what you think of this. She says, I love my job, love the work, love the people, but my boss is awful and makes my life miserable every day. Do I just wait it out and hope it gets better or leave the office just over one employee who happens to run the place? And that is Playhouse family member Rochelle. I mean, do you have an HR department, girl? Is there anyone you can talk to? Does he have a boss, or he or she, I should say?
That's what I want to know. Is there anyone who's also higher that you could talk to that's not them? And do you have to see this person frequently? Are you having run-ins and meetings? Or can you go about most of your week without ever running into your boss? If so, still work there. Just try to stay off his radar, her radar. Try not to spend time with them.
It tends to be my vibe, too. Like, if you love everything else about the place, you know, make sure you exhaust all the options. Is there somebody else to talk to? Does everybody feel this way? Because sometimes these types of people, they rise to power and they're there forever. Sometimes, though, they kind of get weeded out because the masses will it to be true. Like, definitely have worked at places where crummy people have come through the doors. And it's like, this has completely changed the vibe of the place. But everybody knows it, and eventually it rectifies itself.
Yeah, I had to work with a bad boss. I almost wanted to leave, and then they ended up getting out of here because I think other people were dealing with the same thing.
And funny how that happens sometimes, right? So hey, what would your vibe on this be for Rochelle? Do you think she sticks it out, leaves a good place just if a crummy boss? Would you leave for that reason? 237, it's text 35270. Playhouse in the morning, 194, the number one hit music station. Zero and Amy K doing some textual healing for Playhouse family member Rochelle, who loves her job but hates her boss. Should she leave just because the boss kind of sucks?
Your boss is very difficult. Go. You do not want to have the thing you love taken from you, and you can find it anywhere else. There's always another place that you can actually invest your dream and do the thing you love doing and get paid. Leave.
So you think, you know what, time to run away, you know, even if you like the work, but that the person running the place is that much of a pill, it might not be for you.
If you love what you do, you can create it somewhere else. And, you know, if it's your boss, that's a fight.
Okay, so you're thinking it is time to bolt out of there? Test Club really a little bit more optimistic, wondering, like, is there a way out of this?
Yeah, someone said you could report the behavior to HR, or maybe there's a way you can submit what they're doing wrong anonymously. Another person has some advice for you by documenting everything. I had a boss who had it out for me. He went to his boss, always said I was showing up late. Joke's on him. When I showed his boss all the pictures I took every day with the timestamps when I showed up on time. Someone else is saying that people often don't quit bad jobs. They quit bad managers. And someone else said, I'm currently dealing with this. I'm sticking it out. I'm hoping one day they're going to get fired.
What are you thinking? Do you leave the job just because the boss kind of sucks?
You know what? The management comes and goes. You just have to stick it out. You know, you can't, if every time you're up against somebody you don't like, you're going to constantly be out of a job. You know, you stick to your job, especially if you like your job. And hopefully, whoever it is that's making your life a little hellish will find something better and move on, or, you know.
Yeah, I hate the idea of leaving over one person, especially when there's a chance this could rectify itself. I would make sure you exhaust all the options first, and that we're getting a lot of
Yeah,
them.
Well, you know, a lot of times they do. I've been in that situation. They come, and they make your life hell, and then they go.
Yeah, we've seen that. We've seen that for sure.
Yeah, lots of people are saying make sure you're documenting everything. Another person is saying, though, you better tread lightly with HR. There have been situations where then your boss can find out about it, and it can make it a little more difficult for you. So just be careful with that route.